The Johnson Wax Program. Presenting Marion and Jim Jordan as Fibber McGee and Molly. Ted Weems and his orchestra open the show with Goona Goo. Let me tell you how you can have floors that are lovelier to look at without any hard work. Just pour a little glow coat onto the floor and spread it lightly over the surface with a soft cloth or the long-handled glow coat applier. You don't have to bear down or rub it in. You don't have to do any rubbing or buffing. Johnson's self-polishing glow coat dries in 20 minutes and shines as it dries, making your floors and linoleum sparkle like new. Dirt can't stick to the beautiful, bright polish. Order Johnson's Glow Coat from a nearby dealer, and ever after, you'll have better-looking floors and much less work. And now we give you two souls with but a single thought, Fibber McGee and Molly.
Where does he get that stuff? Two thoughts with but a single soul. What you got there, Molly?
Oh, it's a note from our sponsor.
Let's see it. What day is this? Let's see, Monday. What are you doing a week from Thursday, Molly?
Why?
We gotta take a trip.
Where?
Well, look what it says on this envelope. After 10 days, return to S.C. Johnson & Son, Racine, Wisconsin.
Oh.
Wonder what they want us for.
Why, that's silly, McGee. We couldn't both get into that little envelope.
Well, if we do, I want to sit by the window. Go on, open it up.
Well, listen.
Mm-hmm.
It says, Dear Fibber and Molly.
Oh, that's a nice letter, ain't it?
Quiet. Shall I read it?
Yeah.
Dear Fibber and Molly, I see where Jack Benny is tops in the last radio poll. What has he got that you haven't got?
That's funny. I was asking myself the same question.
Well, what was your answer?
I'm still working on it. Now, read the rest of the note.
Well, he goes on to say, maybe you ought to put in more comical jokes.
Yeah, that's an idea.
Or on the other hand, how about doing a cereal like Benny does?
Cereal? I thought he was doing a dessert.
Excuse me, folks, but I'll have to remind you that this is the Johnson Wax Program.
Aha! That's what we got that Benny hasn't got. Johnson's Wax.
Thanks, Mr. Wilcox. We'll try and remember.
Yeah.
I think the sponsor will appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, by the way, you know, I was just thinking.
Well, don't tell us. Tell your doctor. That's a symptom of something.
No, seriously. I was talking to the sponsor about the show, and I made a suggestion that he thought was great.
Did he say so?
No, but I could tell by the way he groaned that it hit him pretty hard. The thought just happened to come to me.
Well, I suppose even a thought has to go slumming now and then.
What was this idea, Mr. Wilcox?
Well, simply that sometime during the show, Fibber turns to me and says, "Now I think Mr. Wilcox has something to say."
Oh, well, that's a novel idea, all right, Uncle. I never thought you had anything to say. But we'll try it sometime, though.
Thanks. Yeah. You might just as well do what the other programs are doing.
Oh, yeah, but you know how it is with them other programs. Now, you take Eddie Cantor, for instance.
Oh, Eddie Cantor. Well, he's got something you haven't got.
Yes, and I know what it is.
What is it?
Jimmy Wallington.
Oh.
There, Elmo.
Hello, Mr. Tanner.
Listen, Fibber and Molly, can either of you tap dance?
Well, no. Why?
Oh, I heard Fred Astaire the other night, and he was swell. Uh-huh. And I just got to thinking, if Fibber learned to dance like that, it would make a nice spot on the program. Mm-hmm.
If he ever tried it, it'd make a nice spot on the floor.
I suppose you spoke to the sponsor.
Yeah, and he was tickled to death. Mm-hmm. He said it might take you a week or so to learn to dance like that, but it was worth it.
Well, listen here, Tanner. If you think for a minute that we're going to...
Oh, don't thank me, Fibber. If I happen to get the good ideas first, you're welcome to them.
Oh, is your network red?
Oh, hello, Ted.
Say, Fibber.
I suppose you think we ought to write poetry like Gracie Allen.
What is it, Ted?
Well, I was talking to a friend of mine this morning, and he said he thought you had an audience as big as one man's family.
That's right.
I told him he was wrong.
Huh?
I know at least two men's families that listen.
Theodore.
Yes.
What's your next number?
Well, Perry Como was going to sing Trust in Me. Why?
Well, I was talking to the sponsor, and he said you had a good little band, all right, but he'd like to have you play more like that other guy.
What guy?
Guy Lombardo. He said there's a...
All right, boy.
Darling, do you doubt my adoration? Hesitate about love's invitation? Come to me without more speculation. Have no fear. Give you my hand, my dear. Trust in me in all you do. Have the faith I have in you. Love will see us through if only you trust in me. Come to me when things go wrong. Cling to me and I'll be strong. We can get along as long as you trust in me. While there's a moon on high, while there's a bird to fly, while there's a you and I, you can be sure that I love you. Stand beside me all the while. Face the future with a smile. Trust in me, and I'll be worth it all.
Well, Fibber is looking a bit run down these days, so Molly is taking him to a gymnasium for a little build-up. Here they are, just entering the gym.
I don't see the use in this, Molly. Shucks, it's just another muscle and grunt joint. All they do is give you a bigger appetite so you eat more food, so you put on more weight so they get more business.
Well, I talked to the trainer on the phone, McGee, and he said, certainly, bring him in and we'll make a man of him.
Oh, that's all for... Hey, what does he mean, make a man of me?
Now, be quiet. Here we are.
What's that smell?
Rubbing alcohol.
I knew it was alcohol. So strong, I thought they had parallel bars in here. What's this guy's name?
Trainer. Mr. Bouncewell Trainer.
Well, all I gotta say is he better not get too bouncy with me or I'll pop him.
Hello there, folks.
Oh, hi, bud.
How do you do, I'm sure. I just came in with...
Yeah, I can see you didn't come in for any training yourself, lady. Lovely complexion. Eyes sparkling.
Oh.
Splendid figure. Oh. Vigorous hair. Magnetic personality.
Oh, now, please, Mr. Trainer.
But I must say, your grandfather here is in terrible shape.
Why, that's me husband.
Hey, what's the idea?
Look at that shape. He needs some weight off there.
Well, what am I supposed to be, a landscape?
He needs some off there, some off there, some on here, and a lot off down there.
Yeah. Well, we're both a little off up here. We wouldn't have come in this joint in the first place.
Oh, that's all right, lady. He was just joking. Now, as for yourself, madam.
No. Well, I'm not here for me. I'm here for him.
Yeah, she's here for me. I mean, I'm for her. That is, we're both here to see...
Oh, listen. Shh. 70 days, raining outside, and it was so nice when we came in.
Oh, that's not rain. That's a fat customer I was just working on. He's perspiring.
What's his mean annual fall, bud? 14 foot?
Well, we're ready to start anytime, aren't we, McGee?
Oh, I don't believe...
Why, certainly he is. Look at that figure he's got.
Well, what's the matter with it? Well, I'll admit I ain't no Gypsy Rose Lee or nothing.
Why, listen to your jerky breathing. Look at that spare tire around your middle.
Oh, that's all right. He had a good year.
And those pop bottle shoulders. And your hips are twice as wide as your shoulders.
Well, I don't sit on my shoulders, bud.
Baggage, man. Two trunks, Doc. Sign right here.
Eh?
Thanks.
I wonder what these are for. I'm not going anywhere.
Well, open them up and see. Why, there's a woman in there.
Hello there, Skippy. Well, it's about time you opened these up.
Hey, Grandma, what are you doing in there?
Well, Shorty, this trainer here told me to come back in a pair of trunks, so I... Hey!
I'll have him call for these later. Now then, my boy... I think I can do something for you.
So do I. Just forget the whole idea.
Now, you've got to get in shape.
Yeah, get in shape. Take off your shirt. Here I will.
Hey, what's the idea?
Heavenly days, there goes all the buttons.
That's all right, lady. When I get through with him, he won't be able to wear that shirt anyway.
What are you doing now, bud?
Hold still. I just want to wrap this around your arm. Above the elbow. That's it.
Well, what are you pumping him up for?
Yeah. You says the spare tire was around my middle, Bouncy.
All right, now quiet, please. You know, I heard you on the radio a lot. You really think you earn your money?
Well, no, but
McGee,
I don't think...
why do you say that? Does taking your blood pressure always act like that on you?
Blood pressure? Why, shucks, I thought this was a lie detector. Why, sure we earn our dough, bud. We earn our dough. You betcha we earn our dough, bud. Why, millions of people...
Pipe down. Let's hear your heart.
Oh.
Hey, this is terrible. It sounds like a trap drummer.
Mm. Hide that picture of Mae West and then try it.
Now, let me measure you. Will you write down these figures, Mrs. McGee?
Oh, certainly.
Chest, 29.
Chest, 29. Well, you weren't measuring his neck, Mr. Taylor.
Expand your chest, McGee. I said expand it.
Yes.
Okay, chest expanded 28 and a half.
Say that, be right. It's more expanded than tis normal.
Well, I expand on the inside, Mom. I never was one to show off.
All right, now, the hips.
The what?
The hips.
The what?
The hip! Hip!
Hey!
Hips 43.
Hip 43. You got a nice extension there, McGee.
I got what they call an executive figure. Can't measure the muscles in the brain. Matter of fact, I've been requested to leave my brain to the Smithsonian Institute.
Oh. Yeah. Well, that's a nice place to leave it, but why didn't you wait till you died?
All right, now the lower hips, please. Ah, yes. Lower hips, 45.
45. That's about his caliber.
All right, that's all, McGee. I think we can make a different man out of you in just a few months. Now, I'll give you a few breathing exercises.
Go on, I know how to breathe. I've been doing it for years.
Sure. He breathes best at night, Mr. Trainer.
Yeah.
Well, maybe not best, but loudest.
All right, now face me, McGee. Take a deep breath and hold it till I tell you to exhale.
You really think you can build him up, Mr. Trainer?
Oh, I'm sure of it. Of course, he's let himself go, but I think we can get him into good shape. Does he smoke much?
Oh, no. A couple of packages of cigarettes a day and maybe a few cigars. The rest of the time, he smokes mostly a pipe.
He don't need a trainer. He needs a chimney sweep. What does he eat, lady?
Well, what have you got?
No, I mean rich foods, pastries, hot bread.
Yes, and mince pie besides.
A strict diet for him.
What kind of a diet?
Make him give up everything he likes and eat whatever he hates.
Well, poor McGee, he's got... Heavenly days, look at him. He's getting all purple.
No, I forgot. He's holding his breath. Exhale!
Don't exhale so hard, McGee. You sound like a storm at sea.
Well, why not? I'm an old exhaler.
Ted Weems plays the Doll Dance, featuring the whistling of Elmo Tanner. Here is a hint to housewives. If you...
Hey, Harpo.
What?
Do you keep house?
What house?
Dad, read it. Any house. Do you do any housekeeping?
Well, no, but
then...
Well,
then why don't you let somebody talk that knows about these things? Hey, Molly.
What?
Tell Harpo what it's all about.
All right. Go right ahead, Molly.
Oh, well, I can tell all you women listening tonight that you can take Mr. Wilcox's word for Johnson's glow coat. He certainly tells the truth about it, whether McGee kids him or not. Glow Coat is a wonderful floor polish. I've been using it for the last 2 years, and my neighbors always remark about how nice my linoleum looks. Now, if you want to make your work a lot easier, I'd suggest you order some Glow Coat from your dealer the first thing tomorrow morning.
Why, that was great, Molly.
Well, I meant every word of it.
All right, look. Now let's tell the people how to spell Glow Coat.
Sure.
G-L-O hyphen C-O-A-T. Johnson's Glow Coat, made by the makers of Johnson's Wax. Oh, by the way, remember, you save money by buying the larger sizes. Fibber's athletic training is certainly coming along. Here he is rejoining Molly after a steam bath. Weak, but still game.
I've soaked up enough steam to run the Broadway Limited to Siberia and back. I'm practically parboiled. Hey, there, trainer. What's the idea of steaming me so long?
Oh, I just wanted to give you an idea of our facilities.
Oh, kind of a cook's tour, you might say. Well, he seems nice and tender now, Mr. Trainer.
Oh, he'll feel swell when he's had a little plunge in our pool.
Pool, eh? Hot dog, lead me to it. That's what I need, a little swim.
You better have a couple of more exercises first. How did you like our steam bath?
It's hot stuff, bud. But I'm willing to forget and forgive if I get a nice swim out of this.
You sure you can swim?
Can I swim? You hear that, Molly? Can I swim?
Well, can you?
Why, bud, why, I was the composer of that old swimming song. Can't you hear me crawling, Caroline? You get it, bud?
It ain't funny, McGee.
Okay. Why, bud, I was one of the world's greatest amateur swimmers, I was. Sardine McGee, they used to call me, down in the mud flats. Sardine McGee, the slinking sidearm submarine sensation and slick sea-going slither of the Sargasso Sea.
What gasso?
Sargasso.
Oh.
Just a couple of more things and you can have your rub and a swim. Now, let's try the rowing machine.
Okay, that's fine. That's familiar stuff to me. I used to stroke the crew at Princeton.
Oh, what were they, tomcats?
All right, step right in it, McGee.
Okay.
Oh,
excuse me, I forgot to tell you that seat slides.
My. An old Princeton crewman should have known that.
Yeah. Well, okay. Well, let's see, where'll I row to, bud? Over to the desk and back or twice around the room?
Don't you be funny now. The machine don't move, you do.
Oh.
Use your skull, sculler.
All right. Now lean forward and row with a count.
Count who? Bring him in and we'll have a race.
I mean while I count the strokes.
Oh.
One. No. Get your back into it.
Pretend you're back at Princeton, McGee, trying hard to beat the Wellesley crew.
Why? Wellesley's a girls' college.
I know.
All right, now try it again. One. Two. Three. Four. We better let the rowing go. How about a rub?
It sure did, bud, right here. But all them rowing machines rub me at all.
Mr. Trainer means a rub down.
Oh, yes.
Oh, man, do I feel terrible. Oh, am I sore. Oh.
What's the matter with Scotty? Did he just get a rub down?
No, he just got his bill.
Hmm.
All right, right in there, Mr. McGee.
Okay.
Come on, put a rub down.
Okay.
Muscle off! Oh, muscle off!
What is wanting with muscle off?
Take this gentleman and give him a rub. Then show him where the shower is.
Sure, Tavarich. You come with me. I'm give you a rub so hard I am hardly standing it.
Oh, no. Just take it easy, bud. You know I ain't in training.
All right, sit right down here, Mrs. McGee.
Oh, thank you. You know, I think this is going to do McGee a world of good.
Oh, I'm sure of it.
Hmm. Listen.
Not so bad, eh, Tavarich?
Well, you play too rough, vodka.
Sure, I am playing rough stuff. It is part of the game.
Oh. Heavenly Daisy won't hurt McGee, will he?
Oh, no, not a bit. Do him good. Loosen up those stiff muscles.
Yes, I suppose it will.
Ouch! That hurt.
Lay down, Tavarich. Lay down.
Okay. Them hands of yours are too big for me. Oh, you got me that time.
Sure, I am getting every time.
Oh,
heavenly days, Mr. Trainer. I can't stand this. He's killing McGee. I'm going in there. McGee, what is he doing to you?
That ratted vodka, you got the biggest hands. Oh, hello, Molly. Say, look how this guy plays pinochle. You want to take a hand?
Oh, Pinochle.
Yeah, sure.
Plain card.
Sure. Well,
and all the time I thought you were getting a rub down.
Well, don't think I ain't. I owe him 20 cents already.
I'll talk to you later, Musseloff. Go take your swim, McGee.
Okay, rough stuff. Come on, Molly. Where'd he say the pool was? Oh, hello there, sis.
Hi, mister.
What you doing down here among us athletes, sis?
Hmm?
I says, is this any place for a little girl like you?
Like I what?
Like you are.
Like I are what?
Like? That better
temper, I... Temper, McGee, temper.
Listen, little girl, do you belong here?
Sure I do, I betcha. My daddy is the trainer here.
Oh, well, what was it you wanted?
Hmm?
I says, what did you want?
Well, my daddy told my mama he had an awful knobby customer here and I wanted to see him. Oh. He told my mama on the phone you had limbs like an oak tree.
Aha. Sturdy, eh?
No, squirrely.
Well, is that all you came down here for, to see my knees?
Hmm?
I says, what did you really want?
Oh, I just came down to bring my papa his pills, I betcha.
His pills?
Mm-hmm. My papa's always taking pills, I bet you.
Oh, the trainer, huh?
He says he feels terrible all the time. He can't sleep good or anything. Hey, Papa, here's your pills, Papa.
Well, for the love of Mike. Can you imagine that, Molly?
Oh, forget it, McGee. Yeah. Go take your swim. I want to go home.
Oh, okay. Well, there's the pool in there. You hold the door open now, Molly, while I take a run and dive in.
All right, but don't splash around too long. It's late, you know, McGee.
Okay, hold the door wide now. Sardine McGee, they called me. How's the water look, Molly?
Oh, nice and clear, McGee. Go ahead.
The sensation of the Saragossa Sea in summer.
Oh! Oh! Dear. What's the matter, McGee? Can't you swim? Shall I throw you some water, Wing?
No, throw me some water. The pool's empty. Feel swell after that treatment.
Well, you look fine.
Mm-hmm.
I suppose you're limbered up, aren't you?
Yep, you bet.
Can you bend over from the waist and touch your toes with your fingers?
Oh, you betcha. Watch this.
Oh! still a little stiff.
Who's a little stiff? Oh. Good night.
Good night, all.
This is Harlow Wilcox speaking for the makers of Johnson's Wax and inviting you all to join us again next week at this same time.
Riding high is from Red Hot and Blue. This is the National Broadcasting Company. WMAQ Chicago. Fibber McGee and Molly will appear in person at the Sheboygan Theater, Sheboygan, Wisconsin, Friday, January 29th, matinee and evening performances.